Banned Books Week continues across the nation. The annual awareness event created by the American Library Association's Office for Intellectual Freedom has occurred for nearly 40 years during the last week of September. It arose out of a 1982 U.S. Supreme Court ruling in which the justices agreed with students who claimed certain books were removed for objections based on taste, not educational value. The court invoked First Amendment protections in the landmark case Island Trees School District versus PICO. Valley-based children's literacy podcaster and librarian Pamela Rogers says for educators, librarians, parents, and school officials, it's important to think about learning communities in terms of mirrors and windows.
That's the goal for any community, is to make sure that we're elevating a lot of stories where those in that community can see themselves in the books that are in their midst, as well as be able to look through the window and see the world.
You can see lists of prior banned books by searching for this story at kjzz.org. Tom Maxidon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.